Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store grade when I could have had steakhouse grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Friday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Local leaders are pushing for permanent protections for Minnesota refugees. The Minneapolis City Council votes to approve liquor license renewals for two downtown hotels that served ICE agents. And expect lots of road work this weekend in the Twin Cities Metro. But first, federal prosecutors say they have not yet decided if they'll pursue the death penalty against Vance Belter, the man charged with assassinating former Minnesota House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark last June, as well as the shooting and injuring of State Senator John Hoffman and his wife and daughter. Belter appeared in a federal courtroom for about 10 minutes this morning for a status hearing, where prosecutors also said they didn't anticipate any delays due to the resignations in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Minnesota. His defense team, meanwhile, is still reviewing thousands of pieces of evidence. Today's hearing was the first without the lead prosecutor, Harry Jacobs, who resigned to move to private practice. Jacobs is among more than a dozen federal prosecutors to leave the U.S. Attorney's Office in Minnesota in recent weeks. Belter's due back in court on April 17th. Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Angie Craig are scheduled to visit the federal Whipple building today. It's been the headquarters and detention center for ICE during Operation Metro Surge. This marks the second time the two congresswomen have tried to conduct an oversight visit to the facility. The two were blocked last month, but 3rd District Congresswoman Kelly Morrison did manage to conduct a review of the facility.
There were People in leg shackles, cold cement floors, no beds, no blankets. They did have showers, but told me that no one had ever taken a shower.
Homeland Security says Omar and Craig did not give a required 7-day notice for their visit last month. It was last Friday a judge issued a temporary restraining order against ICE after detainees claimed their constitutional rights were being violated at the Whipple Building. A funeral service today for the daughter of former Republican gubernatorial candidate Jeff Johnson. 22-year-old Haley Tobler was stabbed to death earlier this month in St. Cloud. Her husband, 23-year-old Dylan Tobler, remains in custody on one count of second-degree murder. Investigators say it was an attempted murder-suicide. Tobler's funeral is taking place at the Waters Church in Sartell. Local leaders and legal teams are pushing for permanent protections for Minnesota refugees. Attorneys for the International Refugee Assistance Program are challenging a new federal memorandum related to Operation Paris in Minnesota, which would expand warrantless ICE arrest tactics. This follows intense criticism about the operation, with advocates saying it targeted refugees who were in the process of obtaining a green card. Local civil law attorney Michelle Drake.
Instead of finding themselves in lawful status with their green cards, our clients instead found themselves in jail, handcuffed, shipped off to Texas, including children as young as 4, including a 16-year-old girl held by herself overnight in a hotel room by ICE agents.
A federal judge is currently weighing these arguments and is expected to issue a formal ruling within the next week. Minneapolis City Council members voting 8-5 to approve liquor license renewals for 2 downtown hotels that have housed ICE agents. This comes after several council members originally supported not approving the licenses. The council was told they have no legal basis to deny the licenses. Council member Jamal Osman.
You know, to feel uncomfortable to have ICE agency in our city, ICE who have murdered our neighbors, who had targeted certain communities, who had cost our city millions and millions of dollars, but we have to show that we're doing the right thing. We are the one who actually following the laws that we set.
Sports and arts leaders unite at the Minneapolis Downtown Council's annual meeting to talk about a projected boost for downtown momentum. Leaders from the Minnesota Twins, Timberwolves, Lynx, and the Minnesota Orchestra gathered to emphasize how a thriving culture scene is essential for the city's continued growth. Minnesota Twins Chair Tom Pollad.
Our success is a responsibility, because when we're doing well, the city's alive and the community is united. I love when there is a big concert, a big game, and what that does to the sidewalks and what that does to the restaurants.
City leaders say they're aiming to build on this energy by continuing to prop up major events through the downtown corridor in the coming year. Minnesota's winter high school sports postseason is well underway, which means it's a busy time for those covering the events.
Aside from the hockey and basketball semifinals and finals, hundreds of postseason high school events can be found on NSPN.tv, the official streaming partner of the Minnesota State High School League. NSPN's Director of Operations, Ryan Phelps.
Anything that's on television, we're there.
Phelps says streaming numbers remain strong and that the NSPN platform works well for fan bases across the state.
I'll get a handful of emails from local bars. Hey, can we run your, let's say the Hill Murray hockey game tonight? Do you mind if we put that on one of our TV screens? Absolutely. We'd love it. And what does it cost you? Nothing. You get your $12 subscription. That's all you need to do. Just do that. Run the game. We'd love it.
Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Finally, lots of road work and lots of detours out there this weekend in the Twin Cities Metro. Already underway are ramp closures near I-494 between Bloomington and Richfield. That's where crews are replacing 2 bridges. The work there is designed to improve safety and relieve traffic congestion. Beginning tonight at 10, the stretch between 35W and Highway 77 will be closed in both directions until Monday morning. Then, starting Sunday, a massive road project on Interstate 394 begins, where 34 bridges will be upgraded. Motorists who travel on westbound 394 between downtown Minneapolis and Highway 100 in Golden Valley should also expect delays, especially during afternoon rush hours. Both of these projects are expected to be completed in the fall. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store-grade when I could have had steakhouse-grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details. Odyssey celebrates Earth Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.